Good morning. The Australian share market's going to be under a fair bit of pressure in opening trade on Thursday. The futures market's pointing to a loss of around 1.7% for the ASX 200 when it kicks off later this morning. This after the futures contract finished down by around 103 points overnight. And that was a response to some very energetic selling when it comes to US and European markets last night. The weakness was concentrated in the European sphere as investors in that neck of the woods reappraised the prospects for European growth and indeed a continuation of the recovery in European activity that's been a feature of recent months. So markets such as the German market, the Italian market down by more than 4%. In the case of the German DAX, it has now lost the better part of 10% over the course of this week alone. So the reappraisal for European growth has been a swift one and on the downside as well. In the US experience, we have seen the US market sell off aggressively in the early part of trade. They tended to stay around that 3% mark in terms of the deficit for most of the session. There were a couple of attempts to rally, but that they were sold into those improvements, and we saw the indices finish down by more than 3%. So the obvious question now is whether or not there's scope for a recovery, given the fact that there's considerable uncertainty that looms in the form of the US election next week. So it'll be a question of whether or not optimists can consolidate on the positives, of which there aren't many for the moment in the next couple of days. It must be said, though, that the GDP figures for the US are going to be released in the next day, and there is a possibility that these might surprise on the upside. So that's something to bear in mind as we navigate the next couple of days. The local experience, as I said, the futures down by 1.7% compared to what we saw in Europe and the US. That's actually quite a contained outcome. The key to whether or not we see accelerated selling will largely lie at the hands of what we see throughout Asian markets today, so that's an important consideration to look at. The other thing that stands out in terms of the performance of the markets overnight was the sell-off that we saw for energy prices. So oil prices down by more than 5%. There was a massive production spike over the course of the last week in US terms, and that led to a big jump in inventories over the course of the last week. So this might be a factor that tends to have a bit of a hangover to it, the fall of 5% for energy prices in the last day. Well, under these circumstances, you might expect gold and bond prices to have rallied a little bit more, but under the circumstances, they were quite contained again in terms of their price action. So that's actually something of a positive. Having said that, gold was down by 1.7% and the 10-year bond was just a little bit firmer in yield terms, higher in price. The Aussie dollar dealt with quite sternly overnight. It's lost about a US cent, so it's trading back to 70.6 US cents.